From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Humboldt County Prescribed Burn Association will be conducting prescribed burns throughout Humboldt County this week. Burns are planned on three private ranches in Briceland, Honeydew, and Bridgeville, and will focus on reducing invasive grasses and improving habitat and forage. Weather is favorable for burning, but smoke may be visible in nearby areas. A qualified burn boss will lead those burns. Local fire departments will provide engines, and landowners and other community members will help out too. Community leaders from other parts of California also are here to gain skills and learn more about the prescribed fire program in Humboldt County. The association is a cooperative group made up of landowners, volunteer fire departments, non-government groups, and other community members who work together to use fire as a tool. Arcata Planning Commission meets Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Among the agenda items members will consider, a design review permit for historic landmark Stonehouse on 14th Street. Also consider a use permit for cannabis processing and manufacturing and a distribution facility by Eel River Dry Farms on Alder Grove Road. Also consider use permit for cannabis retail by Humboldt Herb and Market on 8th Street. And consider approving Isaacson's housing project on a commercial lot near downtown Arcata. The meeting happens at City Hall Council Chamber on F Street. The Humboldt County Drug Task Force recently, with the help of Arcata Police and a narcotic detection canine, served a search warrant at a residence on the 1800 block of G Street in Arcata during a multi-week investigation. They got information that 31-year-old Jose Lozola from Kern County was distributing heroin throughout Humboldt County. In addition to his residence, his vehicle was listed on the warrant. Upon entering the home, agents detained Lozola without incident. They searched the residence and seized several items consistent with narcotic sales, like packaging material, digital scales, and money. During a search of the vehicle, the police canine alerted to the presence of narcotics near the center console. There they found a false compartment. Inside it, about 1.2 pounds of heroin packaged for sales. They also found $4,500 in U.S. currency, thought to be drug proceed money. Lozola will be held in custody until he can provide proof of legal source of bail funds. Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services encouraging residents to get ready for potential power outages after PG&E began conducting preemptive power shutoffs in fire-prone areas. Preemptive shutoffs have already taken place in a number of locations outside the county. DHHS is encouraging residents to be ready, build or restock emergency supply kits, keep a hard copy of emergency phone numbers, and plan for any medical needs. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.